Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Taco Podcast, the spooky edition.
Ooh, it's so spooky.
I'm Kate.
I'm Holly.
And it's spooky time.
Yeah, it's gonna get a bit spooky. Well, originally we were planning to record this on Halloween, but it was Kate's birthday party and we didn't have time, so...
Yeah.
So shut up, you're not my mom, you can't tell me when to record my podcast. And so we're recording it now and it's gonna be really spooky.
It's gonna be so spooky, so hold on to your butts, guys, okay?
Because ghosts are known to go for butts.
Just oh, God, saying. Really?
Yeah, they go for the butt.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So look out.
It's going to be embarrassing for everyone involved.
So what have we... We just saw some fireworks.
We did see some fireworks because it is, remember, the 5th of November.
Yeah.
Right now. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, lots of explosions going on.
Lots of explosions. It was really cool. They did it to music, which was quite cool.
Don't they always do it to music?
Not always.
Oh, okay.
Not in the North.
Well, in the Midlands, they always do it to music.
It gets a man with a flute and a sparkler.
It's really good. It's basically, that's it. And maybe he sets fire to something and everyone's like, ooh.
And then you all go, my God, it's fire.
I'm surprised they didn't have a bonfire. I'm used to having a bonfire.
It was in the middle of a nice park area and I thought bonfire could have done some damage.
Yeah.
But I understand it would have been slightly distressing.
Would have liked it.
I like bonfires because then you roast marshmallows and it's fun.
Yeah. It's fine. Whatever. Moving on. What have we been up to other than fireworks?
What have I been... I've been playing... Yes, Kate had a birthday.
We'll be doing birthday wishes later on. A bit late,
because,
but,
you know, Kate grants birthday wishes as she is the birthday fairy. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So, you had a birthday, which was fun.
It was fun.
We went to the new loading bar in Stratford.
We did. More of a loading pub.
Yeah, loading pub.
It's quite large. Nice. It's got a big bar.
It's like, it's one of those, like, traditional pubby pubs.
Yes.
With kind of, you know, like a kind of wooden bar and there's a piano so we can go roll out.
No, we're not doing that.
What? That's what I thought we were doing.
Was that what you were doing?
Yeah.
I thought you were just having a fit.
I made a suit out of a Union Jack. And
it was really embarrassing.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, and everyone left pretty shortly after that.
Yeah, nobody paid attention.
But that was good. What have you been up to?
I've been playing Triforce Heroes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, dear, I've not heard good things.
Really? I'm having a
lot of
fun.
You got like a 5 on GameSpot.
Shit. Well, yeah. I'm having a lot of fun, but then I'm also in the very privileged position where I live with one person and then the other person I see every day.
Yeah.
Practically. And we all have 3DSs and we all like Zelda and we all were like, oh, let's buy the game. So we played it a couple of times, like all of us together. And it's really fun because I'm in the like optimal position you can be in where it's people you know really well who really know Zelda and like Zelda and have 3DSs and can play it together.
It's like when everyone had Pokemon on the Game Boy.
Mm.
And you were like, I really want to do trades, but I don't know anyone, and I don't have a link cable, and even the people I do know, they don't have any good Pokemon, so what's the point?
Because that's the thing, because it's like, I've only played it with the kind of local play, so we've done, and it's been really, really fun. But the actual single co-op sounds like such a ball ache.
I like the outfits, though.
The outfits are amazing.
Yeah.
And don't know why you couldn't play as a lady. That makes no sense.
Because you can play as a boy in a dress.
Yeah.
Not that that's the same thing, but it's like, well, you might as well just have a girl.
Yeah, and Link is so effeminate, it's like, just, yeah, you can make it a lady. Yeah. But yeah, it's really funny, actually. It has a really good sense of humour, and the music is amazing, as it is with all Zelda games, but it's particularly, I really like the music in it. But yeah, the actual way the single player is done is just, when you're not playing as a Link, you turn into stone. And you have to pick them up and move them about yourself.
That sounds like a pain in the ass.
Exactly. Which would be such... After I've only played the local play, but thinking about doing that with things that just turn into stone sounds so annoying.
Because they've done that before in, like, the Wind Waker? There was one where... Okay, so... Oh, God. There was a girl.
Oh, you're thinking you could of Medley.
Command the statues with the magic noises.
Yeah, in Wind Waker, you had Medley in the temple, the wind temple, and then you could throw her and you could control her using the thing. But then... It's like, because Zelda's done this, it's done this with Four Swords, and Four Swords works really well, because you can switch between the guys, and they all just, like, follow you, and I was like, why didn't they just do that again? That would be so much better.
No, three is the new number.
Three swords.
Maybe next we'll do two.
Yeah.
And then we'll do one, and that'll be the new Zelda Wii
U game. Maybe that's what they're doing, maybe they're counting down three,
two, one.
That would
be really annoying.
It would be really annoying.
I would hate that, and I would punch them.
Oh. But yeah, but it does kind of feel like, I mean, it's not a proper Zelda game.
No.
But I wasn't expecting it to be, like, I hadn't hyped myself up expecting it to be this, you know, like, Link Between Worlds type thing. It's kind of very much a kind of, a bit like Happy Home Designer. We're in this weird in-between stage.
Yeah, where Nintendo's like, oh, we need to put something out, or they'll forget about the franchises. Yeah,
exactly. And we're going to be selling these on our next thing, which is coming out soon, but not soon enough to not just put anything out.
I wonder why they're doing it. Are they doing it for the fans or for the investors? Or
I kind of feel like it's to keep interest about. Mm. And also it feels like they have to do something. Like, otherwise there would just be this massive gap of no releases.
Well, they can make new games! New games!
Yeah, but they probably have all these assets, some games that they're working on, and
so
it's
they get,
cheap...
like, their C team, and they go, I don't know, make a game
make
using
a game.
These things we already made.
Yeah, which is the thing, because it's still a Nintendo game, so it's still, like, really good in terms of... But then, again, I've been playing it in, like, the best way you can play it, so I'm in quite a privileged position to enjoy the game. I know.
God damn it.
You should play it with us. It's fun. Although, is it worth the money if you're not going to... It's only... No. I guess it's only really worth the money because I see these people all the time.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to
I don't,
to
I
do
don't
it.
Want to have to... Nah.
Exactly. You'd end up playing it, like, once a week.
I've got so many other games to play.
That's true.
They
There's
don't
a lot
involve
of games
having to be around other people.
That's true.
Like, I've been playing... I've been trying to do The Witcher.
Okay. DLC?
Well, that's the thing. I thought I was level 30-something, and you really should be higher than level 30 if you're going to try Hearts of Stone. So I booted up The Witcher, and I was level 23!
Oh, no.
So I was just like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So now I kind of, I boosted it up, and I was like, yeah, this game is fun. I still haven't completed it, so I need to do that.
Mm.
But, oh my god, 7 levels?
Yeah. That's a grind.
And Tomb Raider's about to come out, and that looks really good.
Yeah, I really want to play Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I want to play Tomb Raider. There's a game which we are both complaining, but we can't talk about.
Oh, I hate it when people do that, Holly.
Yeah, sorry, but it's
That's
true.
Not me, those people.
Sorry. We can cut that out.
Embargoed. But it's good, whatever
I
it might
say
be.
A thing today. I was like, I promise I won't.
Oh, I hate those.
I promise. And it's always really awkward because I never know what to say. It's like, I promise to be good and not say things.
Nintendo, when they ask you to agree to their embargoes.
Oh, God. Nintendo send, like, five things you have to sign.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. When I did, I reviewed Happy Home Designer.
Yeah.
And they send, like, it's the first time I reviewed a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
So, and I'd heard stories.
Yeah.
But Nintendo send, like, massive reams of documents that you have to sign, and all these going, oh my god.
It's because, like, they're so secretive to
they're
the point
so
where...
secretive.
Sometimes they don't even tell their PRs anything. And their PRs are like, what game is this, though?
Yeah. It's
and they're like
what
well, just, it's a Zelda game. There you go. Yeah. Now you know everything
Deal with
you
it.
Need to know.
Yeah.
And they're like, but I'm going to present to someone in 2 hours. And they're like, well, just make it up.
Yeah, here's a screenshot. Roll with it.
Yeah.
And today I just had to send an email going, like, yep, done.
Yeah. I find it really awkward agreeing to embargoes because you have to use this weird language where you're like, I agree to honour the embargo. And
I just say I agree to the embargoes.
Yeah.
Honour sounds like I'm pledging my life to them.
It's because they always say, like, you have to blah blah blah.
Yeah, they say it in like the legal way.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
It feels really weird.
It does. It feels so unnatural, especially when we're used to writing just like, hey!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, that sounds nice, smiley face.
Cool, awesome.
Emoji of a thumbs up.
RuPaul gif.
next time we get an embargo, just reply with like, oh, what's that, the Tyra Banks gif where she's like, I believed in you! We all believed in you! Just send them that and they'll be like, Holly, what?
I discovered a gif today. Well, yeah. My boyfriend did and I stole it off him because it's really awesome.
Okay.
It's a gif of, one of my favourite episodes of The X-Files, an episode called Humbug. And it's got a bit where Mulder's like standing, like deliberately kind of, and he's like got his like foot up on a step and he's looking all noble and the guy's going like him, imagine living your life looking like him.
Aww.
And it's like, oh man,
poor Mulder.
No, in a good way, because the guy is talking like, oh, these normal people or these good looking people,
and Mulder's posing like, talk about me, I'm hot.
It's, oh man, it's good. There's an X-Files evening coming up.
I know, my boyfriend's doing it, Holly.
should we do a little plug?
Should we promote it? Yeah,
should we do a little
hey
plug?
Guys, you know what's great? X-Files and my boyfriend. you should come and see it.
Yes.
What's it called? I want to believe, but with beer.
Beer.
It sounds better in your accent because you kind of get
beer. I want to believe.
Whereas I'm like beer.
I want to believe. But yes, it's at Loading Bar in Stratford. That's the new one, not the one in Dalston. The one in Stratford.
Yeah.
And it's on the 12th of November at 7
That's
o'clock.
Really soon.
Yeah. And you get a ticket, but you get a free drink with a ticket, so that's pretty good.
So,
when I asked
Joe about it, I was sort of going like, oh, can I come? And he goes, yeah, of course. And I go, can I come up on stage? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, oh, you never mind.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if he's like,
I'm scared.
If he's going to make me do something.
But you don't know the X-Files that well.
I've seen maybe 2 episodes. Oh,
God.
But
maybe he's going to ask us to do our X-Files fan fiction.
I wish. I highly doubt it, because I think they have quite high standards.
Oh, what? That's bullshit.
I know, right?
How dare they?
Well, anyway, them I'll break standards. Up with him if he doesn't let us.
Good.
Yeah.
I hold you to that. But yes, you should all come to that, because we'll be there and it'll be
fun. You can come and meet us. Yeah. I'm saying this like we have fans who haven't met us before.
Exactly, like people who aren't our friends that just listen to us.
Yeah, hey friends.
Hey.
And also Joe, who I'm talking about right now.
He listens to the podcast.
I hope so.
That's dedication.
What's up, Joe? If you're listening to this, you should text me right now and tell me you're listening to this.
And say thank you for plugging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be nice to us.
Yeah.
And then if you do that, I'll make you a cake or something. Oh, I'm making promises I can't keep.
Yeah, shit, you shouldn't have said that.
I shouldn't have said that.
Shit. Take it back!
Cake. I do like making cake.
Mm. I keep on trying. I really want to bake something, but then it's like, oh, but then the kitchen gets all messy.
I know.
And I have to, I'm a really messy, like, cook. So, like, if I make something, it will be on the walls, it'll be in my hair, it'll be, like, in my teeth.
Oh, no!
I'll be, like, licking the fridge.
I do the thing where, you know when you're watching, like, Nigella or Jamie cook, and they've got everything separated into bowls.
Yes, I start that.
Yeah.
I do that, and then I end up using so many bowls.
I love bowls.
I use up all my crockery making the thing, and then I've got nowhere to actually eat it, and then I end up eating it out of Tupperware or something. I live a sad life.
You do. That is true. I mean, I'm looking around your house right now, and it's just covered in cake.
Mm-hmm.
Just like raw cake. It's pretty disgusting.
You were not complaining when you were licking the walls earlier.
It's all in your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Gross.
Shall we move on to your challenge?
Shall we move on to Ooh, well, shall I? I'll do a little bit. First of all.
Okay. So this week is Holly's challenge.
This is my challenge. And I thought, because this is our spooky,
because it was Halloween recently.
It was Halloween.
And it's still dark, so it's still spooky.
It's still spooky.
Yeah, bonfire night's pretty spooky with the blowing up thing.
Yeah, exactly. There's like gunpowder in the sky. That's pretty spooky.
Yeah, spooky.
Okay, so let's see this.
Are you going to...
I'm going to try and...
What is this?
Trying to try and get some spooky music.
It's not making any noise, Ollie.
It's not making noise. Why is it not making noise?
I don't know. Maybe you've set the microphone as being the output as well, because we keep doing this. If you go to Audacity, the inner workings of the podcast. Oh, you can't change it.
Ah, okay.
I can get it on my phone.
Yes, do that. Okay, look up 1 hour of creepy doll music.
Oh God.
Okay. Right, so basically, while Kate's getting up some spooky music...
Yeah.
Spooky. I thought, what's scary?
1 hour.
What is scary? And then I thought, creepypasta. Creepypasta is the scariest thing known to man. We all know that it's true.
Okay. Here's your creepy doll music.
So I thought... here we go.
Is that going to be really... Let's just put that there.
Okay.
Let's turn it down a little bit.
Okay, so I'm going to read out a couple of examples of creepypasta I found.
It's not going to take an hour, is it?
Because
that's how long this doll music goes on for.
Okay, well, I'm prepared then.
What is doll music?
I don't know, but it's creepy. Okay, right. So basically, I thought, because we play games, I found video game creepypasta. I thought I'd narrow my search down a bit to help us out. Okay?
Okay.
So this one is... well, I'll start off with the shorter one, okay?
Okay.
So this one is obviously... written in the style of a jokey creepypasta. So it's a bit of a joke. But it's just a good example of the genre, I felt. Okay.
What is the actual... What's my challenge?
You'll see.
You'll see.
Okay. Yeah. Calm yourself. Let me get to it, okay? This is called A Haunting Most Mario. Once I wanted to play Mario, but I didn't have a Nintendo for it, and I was at a flea market. This old man I saw had Mario and Inez, but the label was not there. The man said it was owned by a dead kid named Jim. I said whatever, because I was eager to play Mario on my new NES.
Wow.
I plugged in. By the way, if I'm making kind of mistakes and saying things wrong, I'm reading it out exactly as it is.
I just want to... Okay, so he's gone to a flea market.
Yeah, well,
this man
them.
Goes, I've got a game for you. A dead kid owned it.
I just love the use of whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. I just want Mario. To play on my NES. Why has the man told him that the dead kid owned it?
I don't know. He's not a very good salesman.
No.
Okay. I plugged it in and everything seemed normal. I played World 1-1 and did it. Then I tried the old warp pipe trick, and when I got to the pipes, and instead of the usual text that said, welcome to the warp zone, it said, welcome to the scary hell place!
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
That's bad.
I know. I thought that was weird. I said whatever, and used the furthest pipe. The intro scene showed the words, Death World 666!
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Scary number!
I kept trying until my lives were at zero. I thought it was game over, but Mario came back, and this time it looked like his face was bloody. I started playing the level, and it turned to a hidden cloud level, and it looked like Mario had angel wings.
Oh, God.
A spooky digital voice came out of the Nintendo.
And I'm sorry, no. NESs were not capable of that.
But I just love the way it says, out of the Nintendo.
Whoa.
It's good. Out of the Nintendo. That sounded like it said, no hope.
It would have been like, beep, beep,
meep, meep. As I was about to grab a mushroom, the screen went black.
No.
Yeah. I reset the NES and the game came up. This time the title screen was different and Mario's face was bloody. It scared me so much that I reset it again.
Okay.
Yeah. As it came on, the digital voice said, you can't run from the funk.
Sorry, the what? The funk?
Yes.
That's not scary.
I feel like this, but I just go with it, okay?
Okay.
The screen was hyper-realistic, and it showed Mario again, only this time his face was me and my family's face and were skeletons.
Sorry, what?
It was so realistic, I couldn't believe it. I was compelled to try the game again. This time I started it. As the first Goomba walked towards Mario, Mario turned towards the screen and started screaming, No mas! No mas!
That's Spanish.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
Shh. It sounded like high-quality CD audio, also blast processing.
So much detail.
I know, in the audio. I screamed and turned off the game. I put it away. Later that week, I noticed my family acting distantly. I decided to research Mario games, and I found out that Mario was in a secret game that was only released in 2 arcades on Friday the 13th on June 6th, 1997.
Of course. Wait, Friday the 13th
on June 6th.
On June 6th.
Seemed weird, so I started playing video games again. I decided to put in the Mario game again. I loaded it up and saw my save file. Yeah. I clicked it and Mario said, "Why are you no stopper playing on my gamer?" I didn't take his warning and I played anyway. Okay. I got up to Bowser and I won, but when I got to Peach, there was Toad there instead and he said, "Peach is dead." Then a ghost came up and it had a lady's face and Princess Peach is a lady. I reset the game for the last time. I opened up my save and it changed from my name. It said, "Jim died." Ah! Then my mom walked in and she screamed. Mm. I was dead in the whole time and guess what? My name was Jim!
Okay.
So anyway, I don't know if any of you guys have experienced anything like that. It may have just been a bad dream. And anyway, my mom sold the card cartridge at a yard sale and I don't have it anymore. But you should believe it because it's true.
See, I really liked this one until it got to the end. And yeah. Now I feel like it's a fake one,
yeah,
right?
That was the exact thought process yeah. I went on. But then I searched for quite a lot. And it's difficult to find one that's short enough to read on a podcast.
Yeah.
But also, a haunting most Mario. I love that name.
It wasn't really a haunting.
No, it wasn't at all. Okay, this one, the next one, is an actual fan fiction that I delved into the murky world of Sonic fan fiction
yeah,
for
like
the second
time.
You
don't have it bookmarked, Holly.
For the second time for this podcast.
I see you.
Okay, now this one I thought I would do. There's 5 chapters to this. I'm only going to read chapter 1.
Is this a creepypasta or an actual book that you've bought?
Let me open my tome of Sonic fan fiction. It's a big book.
It's a big book. Okay. I like you've painted Sonic on the front as well.
He's gotta go creepy.
He's gotta go quickly.
Okay, right. So this one, there's like lots of sections. So I thought I would split it up for the rest of the podcast.
Oh boy.
So we can, kind of build up the tension.
Yeah, and everyone keeps listening because they want to know the
end,
right?
Exactly. Okay. So I'll get you all hooked now.
Okay.
With chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Suicidal Sonic.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's not good.
I warn you now, it gets graphic.
How graphic?
We shall see. Well, okay, now this one, the other one was obviously a joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke. You got to the end and you were like, "Oh, okay, this guy's going to do it." It was a good example of the genre, as we will see later with my challenge.
Okay.
Now this one, I kind of feel mean for reading because it is an actual fan fiction. Someone has put time into this.
Oh.
But, yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's going to be one of our fans that we don't have.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
It was a normal day for worldwide hero Sonic the Hedgehog as he was sitting in his living room watching TV. The 19-year-old Hedgehog was about to head to his best friend Tails' house to hang out and fix up the Tornado 2. All of a sudden, Sonic's cell phone started ringing. Sonic went to go pick it up. When he got it, he saw caller ID. It was Tails who was calling him. Not wanting to have him answer the voicemail, Sonic went to pick it up and answered it. "Hello," said Sonic. "Sonic," said Tails over the phone. "I think I'm in trouble." Sorry, that's "I think I'm in trouble."
Oh no.
"Trouble?" said Sonic jokingly. "What do you mean you're in trouble? Did you buy drugs?" This time Tails is crying. "No, I saw a video and now something is following me."
Okay.
Sonic then turned. What was going on? Oh, Sonic then knew what was going on. "Hold on, buddy. I'm coming to help you." As Sonic hung up, Tails shouted, "Hurry, Sonic!" Ooh.
And that is pretty spooky.
You'll have to hold on to hear the rest.
Oh, no!
Exciting!
I want to know. He's in trouble. Why is he in trouble?
I just like the bit in it. First of all, the drugs bit, which is just...
Did you buy drugs?
Did you buy drugs, Tails?
Oh, Tails. You and
also,
your addiction.
The worldwide hero, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Which is adorable.
He's saved many...
Worldwide.
He doesn't really do anything,
no,
does he?
No, he doesn't. He runs really quickly.
He saves himself from Dr. Eggman.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's about
and it. And some little animals who get caught in machines.
That is true.
Right, so basically, I thought we should write our own creepypasta.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are both writers. We have both dubious, but someone has been stupid enough to pay us to write at some point.
Yes.
So I looked up the WikiHow on how to write a creepypasta.
I do trust WikiHow.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are clearly successful writers.
Exactly. So, there are 7 steps.
Seven.
Okay,
spooky number.
Number one, have vision and creativity. That's not really a step. That's my first issue with this. That's just have
number
something.
One, be good at writing.
Be a good scary writer.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, know the elements of horror.
Doll music.
Yeah, we got doll music.
Blood on your face.
Yeah.
Maybe in your face?
In your face.
Yeah, like in your mouth and
yes.
stuff.
Yes, and then you're like, no, blood.
Yeah.
Okay. Three, decide what your creepypasta will be about.
Ooh.
Now, I did a poll on our Twitter between Animal Crossing and
I voted
Harvest
in
Moon. And Animal Crossing Harvest won. Moon. It was 54% to Animal Crossing. But you voted for Harvest Moon, didn't you?
And I'm at least 10%.
Yeah, so
that's how that works.
We're going to ignore all we're going to ignore the Democratic
No point
vote.
In doing a poll, really.
No, but because we decided that we're going to do Harvest Moon.
But thanks for your opinions.
Yeah, thank you. It was really...
most of you were wrong, but
I was kind of hoping you would vote the other way, and then when Kate agreed, I was like, okay, fuck it. You guys are wrong. We're doing this.
Yay! Okay, so we're writing about Harvest
So we
Moon.
Decided what our creepypasta is going to be about. Okay,
spooky
so we got
cows.
That. We got that. Okay. Develop your characters and your setting.
It's a farm, obviously.
Yeah, it's a farm and some chickens. Okay,
some chickens.
Remember that it is not a novel, so you don't have to be too in-depth.
Good.
Cool.
It's a farm and there are some chickens.
Got it.
What more do you need to know?
Start writing the plot.
Oh, that's a big step.
I know! It doesn't help you at all. I should explain that. I'm just reading out the kind of in bold things, but to be honest, the whole thing is not much more help.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six is edit, edit, edit. We're not going to do that. Number seven is publish it, whether on your own website, another website, or even a creepypasta. I thought we could publish this to our Tumblr.
Can I just point out that there's some really weird illustrations?
Yeah, the Slender Man ends up haunting the poor creepypasta writer in this WikiHow. It's quite weird.
Which makes me not want to write them.
Okay, so who's our main character?
Well, I don't think it should be one of the characters from Harvest Moon. I think it should be, you know, the player character.
Player? Okay, so first person?
Can you have a first person? Oh, you can have a first person book. I forgot how writing works.
Should we go back to the WikiHow and look over whether we can have a first person book?
How to write just anything.
Okay, setting, farm.
Farm,
got
yes.
that. Spooky situation.
What
are we scared of?
One of the cows is possessed by a demon cow.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And we need a creepy ending. We need a twist. You know, there's always kind of, and it was true, or who was phone?
Who was phone?
Who was phone?
It turns out that the demon cow is actually one of... Okay, so the player in his old farm had a cow that died of neglect.
Oh, my
and
God,
it
so
became
good.
A demon cow,
that's
and
really
it,
good.
It took a revenge on him.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so.
I listened to the steps you told me.
That was good.
So, revenge cow.
Okay. I was once asleep on my farm.
Wait, can I name it?
Okay.
It's called Revenge is a Milk Best Served Cult.
Oh, I thought you were going to try and get a moo. Oh, like, it's mood. Like,
what,
like
do
murder.
You not, do you not like my title?
Okay, what was it?
Revenge is a milk, best served
is,
cold.
Milk.
Is a milk.
Is a milk, yeah.
Best served cold.
Best served cold.
Because milk is best served
that,
cold.
That is true.
And
is
so
true.
Is revenge.
Okay.
But also the revenge is the milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Revenge is a milk, best served cold.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like an Agatha Christie novel already.
Yes. It is just like that.
I was once asleep on my farm and I was woken up.
Writing it all in capitals, Holly, why?
I'm getting into the spirit also, I can't type. I was woken up by a loud noise.
A loud noise. What's the loud noise?
I don't know, you decide.
A mooing!
A mooing.
But a haunted sort of mooing.
A haunting mooing noise.
Yeah, it wasn't like a regular moo, it was like a moo, you know? Like a spooky moo.
Like, moo!
Like a ghost moo.
Okay, cool, I like that. Okay, I went... Outside, you're about to turn the music down.
This sounds like a Harry Potter song.
No, getting into this. I went out, I'm feeling really spooky right now.
Spooky!
Yeah. I went outside and saw nothing!
Yes. Yes, I like it. Build the tension.
I went back inside.
Oh, and the cow was in the kitchen!
And there was a cow in the kitchen!
Oh, that's not the on his face. Put blood on his face.
It had blood on its face.
And it looked at me.
I went, oh no, she go, I went, silly cow, you're not meant to be in the kitchen.
Oh, cow.
But I feel we should have a really off-colour joke, like the drugs one. Like, you're not meant to be in the kitchen until I kill you.
Bolognese for you.
You're not meant to be. What do you think should happen next?
Next after what?
After we tell off the cow. Yeah, you're not
I want
to be
the cow to look at us. Because
until...
cows don't normally look at you, like, proper in the eyes.
Yeah, okay.
So that would be spooky, I think.
It looked at me...
With its cow eyes.
With its cow eyes.
Because they're different to
in
human eyes.
My human eyes. and it spooked me out.
It was really weird.
And it was really weird.
Didn't like it, no.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
There's so many commas in that sentence.
I put the cow to sleep.
To sleep in the barn.
In the barn.
In the barn.
With the other cows.
With other cows.
With other cows.
With other cows.
With its friends. Its friends' cows. Friends.
I'll put in brackets, its friends.
Its friends' cows.
Its friends. Also cows.
also cows.
Also cows.
One of the sheep said bar.
Yeah.
But it wasn't spooky. It wasn't a spooky bar. It was a regular bar.
But that wasn't a spooky bar. I like this. We're kind of
yeah.
making a false sense of security.
I want people to know that there's also...
wasn't a...
There's also sheep. But the sheep aren't possessed, okay?
No, the sheep's fine. But that wasn't a spooky bar. It was a normal bar. Okay, it was a normal
sheep bar.
A normal sheep bar.
Like a regular...
I like that.
Like you'd expect.
I like that.
If it went bar, you'd be like, yeah, no, that's how I imagine...
I like that.
...a bar would sound.
Cool. Okay, what next?
I went back to bed. But cow was in bed!
But cow was
oh
in bed!
Oh my god! It was not even like standing on the bed. It was just in the bed.
It had covers over it. It would
have
been
little
cute.
Legs were on top of the
it
covers.
It would have been cute if it wasn't possessed.
And had blood on its face.
For some reason, which we didn't seem bothered about when we first saw it.
No.
okay, so, but cow was in bed. What next? Where do we take it next, Kate?
The cow said moo.
The cow said moo.
But it was a spooky moo.
But a spooky moo. Again.
And so now we know that the spooky moo was coming from this particular cow.
Yeah, it was coming from this cow. Okay.
I said no.
Okay. I said no. Oh.
You've got to be stern with cows.
Yeah. No. No, cow. No. I said no. Cow said... I think the cow should explain who it is now.
What?
Oh, no.
Cow's possessed by demon cow. How does cow know how to say word?
Okay, well, cow said moo. I read from that moo that...
Whoa.
I recognised the moo.
Recognised the moo?
Oh my god!
Because it's the old cow!
The cow mooed again. And I suddenly recognised the moo. Suddenly...
I think this cow has a name, the demon cow.
Moo. It was... What's
Susan!
The name? Susan!
Susan the cow!
My old cow, Susan, my old cow from my old farm.
Who died?
I neglected.
Why wouldn't have said that?
And it died.
It died. What did it die of?
And it died.
Cowpox.
Of cowpox?
Cows get cowpox.
This sounds like a thing that would happen.
Yeah, cowpox.
Didn't smallpox come from cows?
But cowpox sounds more cow related.
Okay, from cowpox. Ah, cowpox.
Oh, spooky.
And then it should have... Okay, now we're at the end. What's the end?
The cow said moo again.
Okay.
Because we want this repeated mooing.
Yeah,
it's
I like that.
Creepy.
Yeah. It's a bit like the raven, nevermore.
Yeah. It's as memorable and...
meaningful.
And good as that, yeah. The cow said moo.
Again.
I've
put again in caps so we really get the message.
Again.
Okay, yeah.
And then... It opened its mouth.
It opened, yep.
A cow's mouth's called mouths, or are they called, like...
What else would it be called? A beak.
A beak. A cow beak. A
cow beak.
And fire came out.
And shit. I didn't see that coming.
It's a demon cow.
Okay, okay.
And lava. And lava.
And then lava.
And then lava. Because it's hell. They've got lava in hell.
Because...
it was a hell cow.
It's a hell cow. I'll just put hell cow and there is lava in hell. So they there understand is, there where is we're lava from. In hell. And there is lava in hell.
Suddenly its skin turned into spikes.
Its skin... Jesus, it's getting weird.
Turned into spikes, Holly.
Okay, turned into spikes. And it rolled towards me.
And it rolled out of the bed. ruining the sheets, quite frankly. Out of the bood.
Ruining the sheets.
I mean, really, you have to think about this kind of thing. This guy's a farmer. Yeah. He's living on limited money.
Oh, yeah.
Spent a lot on that bed.
Ruining the sheets and went towards me.
Yeah.
Oh, I know how it should end.
Yeah.
I then woke up.
No!
What?
No, it's a dream!
But the sheets were all tattered and I could hear a faint moaning in the distance.
I like that. Right there.
Okay. I then... I'm getting too excited. I then woke up and the sheets were all...
Milky!
Milky!
Milky! The sheets were milky!
Oh, it sounds like sort of a wet dream.
Yeah!
Sheets were milky and tattered. And I could still hear a distant mooing. Ooh. Done.
The end! The spooky end.
The end, and then...
Or is it?
Or is it?
Opening it up to a sequel there.
Yep. Okay, so...
That was beautiful.
That was incredible. I'm amazed by our own talents.
Best thing I've ever written, and we should try and sell that.
We should. We should, we'll pitch it around. We'll send it to publishers.
Yeah, I mean, I literally work at a publisher's right now. Oh. I could slip it into one of their tricks.
Can you imagine? I'd be like, okay, what is this? Revenge
imagine
is a milk.
Be like, shit, who wrote this? This is the best thing
this
we've had.
This is amazing. And they go, milk is revenge, best served cold.
Yes.
Oh my God! We're going to be famous!
Look out for it in bookshops. Probably not near you.
Not near you. No. I feel like it's time to catch up.
Do I have to stop the... Oh, no, no. On where? Still going. Spooky.
On where?
Spooky.
Okay, so, to recap.
Yes.
Sona got a call from Tails. Tails is in trouble.
Tails, not drugs.
Tails did not buy drugs.
No.
But good he's boy. In trouble. Okay, so, later at Tails' workshop/house.
What? Why is it... What does that mean?
Because Tails works on this airplane.
Why couldn't they just call it a house?
Because, no!
Is it important to the story?
Yes!
Okay, sorry.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry.
Well, let me read the story.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
As Sonic reached his house, he rang the doorbell, but Tails didn't answer. Not wanting to wait, Sonic broke open the door and went inside.
Okay.
What he saw was horrific.
Oh no.
He saw blood everywhere.
Everywhere.
Scratches on the walls.
Ugh.
And messages that he felt were disturbing and cryptic.
Oh, so he looked at him and said, I feel like these are disturbing. And cryptic?
He then heard a murmured cry coming from Tails' room.
No!
Sonic rushed to his friend's room to see if he was okay. Note, this is the author put a note in here. The rest of this scene will contain descriptions of blood and gore too disturbing for young readers. I advise you skip this part if you are 12 or younger.
So
you,
we're good, we're good.
You've been warned, listeners.
Yeah.
We're fine.
If you're 12 or younger, be
careful.
Yeah,
we're big, brave ladies.
This might upset
you. But
you
could get scared, okay?
I'm scared already. Okay.
Tails' room. Sonic opened the door and saw a horrific scene.
Oh no!
He found Tails dead on the floor, with his stomach cut open, guts thrown out, and his blood everywhere on the walls, floor, and ceiling. Yeah. Sonic got down on his nieces and started crying at the loss of his friend.
On his nieces.
He looked up and saw a final message on the ceiling. Sonic couldn't make it out because it was in Russian. He knew little of the language, but all he could make out were the words sights and more.
So it's now canonical in this writer's mind that Sonic knows some Russian.
It's just the way he phrases it. He knew little of the language.
Yeah, he could make out some of the Russian.
Just a bit.
Because at some point Sonic has been to Russia. I mean, he was in the Winter Olympics, I guess.
I was in a public place when I was reading this for the first time.
Did you cry?
I was... I just started furiously googling Russian Sonic things.
Okay, if you're gonna go furiously and then a verb, I'm not sure googling is what normally follows furiously.
Furiously googling, I think
especially
that works,
especially in the context of fan fiction and Sonic.
Okay, I know it definitely works in the context of those things. 100%.
If you want to call it googling, that's fine. We know what you were doing. Is that the end of that chapter?
That's the end of that chapter.
Oh,
and we're
all
into it in a bit. We'll see what happens.
What happened to Tails? Is he going to live?
Well, no, his guts got ripped out.
He might not need them.
Okay. Well, should we do a couple of birthday wishes and then we might return?
Can I turn the doll music off?
Okay, but it has to return when we do the rest of the Sonic.
I don't like doll music. It's weird.
It's been on for like 25 minutes in the background.
So, What is all of this?
What's all what?
We've got loads of weird horror responses.
Oh, yeah, that's because...
What did you ask?
I asked about whether they would want to see Harvest Moon or Animal Crossing.
So we asked, you know, should it be about Harvest Moon or Animal Crossing? And loads of people thought, no, I'll give them a third option.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to know some of the options?
Yeah, go for it.
Old Dar Jim said disembodied floating bums that appear in your house and demand fried chicken to be pushed into them.
That just sounds
specific.
Nice.
Specific.
Look!
You're pushing fried chicken into an arsehole.
It's not the worst thing. It's not like having a cow that turns into spikes and rolls towards you. That's bad.
Phil Walters says option 3, crossover. So it'd be like,
Isabel.
You own the animals, but also they're your friends. That sounds kind of creepy in itself.
Oh, that does sound creepy, but that sounds too good a thing for a creepypasta.
Almighty Cork says cups of tea that never taste quite right and are never satisfying to drink. Spooky!
Ooh.
Yeah. Luke Summerhayes says there's definitely something creepy about gyroids.
Well, isn't that the thing where...
They're like literally funeral... statues.
Yeah,
whatever.
They're like ancient Japanese funeral statues that they're based off. So basically your town is on a graveyard.
Yay! And Dominic Wood says, he's actually written us a little preview. Tom Nook was crying over the brutally murdered corpses of his children. They're not his children, actually. They're his nephews. God! Get your facts right!
God, it's like when BitSocket tried to test us on Harvest Moon and we owned
those boys. There was hyper-realistic blood everywhere. I also love in Creepypasta that you have to say it's hyper-realistic. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it's not cool or creepy.
No.
Now you know how much pain those loans made me feel, said the villager, axe in hand. He looked crazy. But moving on to the birthday wishes, I said, because it was my birthday last week, that I would grant some wishes. Because everybody gets to do that. Okay? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to readjust myself because that was very uncomfortable.
We're going to shuffle about.
Yes. We also have... Gamer Queer says, listening to the first podcast and as a lobster fisherman from Maine, I appreciated the shout out.
Is he actually a lobster fisherman?
What were we talking about?
I have no
idea. Okay, the first episode
was a long
time ago.
I saw that and I was just
ago.
Like, what did we talk about?
Lobsters?
Fishermen from Maine? Are you actually a lobster fisherman from Maine? Because if so, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Good for you. So are you ready? I'm going to be birthday Santa right now.
Okay.
Have you got the wishes up as well?
I'm getting them up.
Okay. Rob's Wetsloot says, my birthday wish is that Kate has a good birthday. Oh, and a Power Rangers Megazord. Sorry, Rob. Only one wish, but I do grant your first wish. I did have a good birthday. Holly's now showing me a picture of bums. Madame Caramel sent us.
Well, because I accidentally, instead of going on the notifications, I just went on our stream.
You accidentally clicked on some bums.
Well, no, I saw it and then I was like, I just had to click on it because... Okay,
you're not getting a birthday wish.
I would just like to quickly say that Madame Caramel tweeted us.
Yes.
And we...
Have we not already mentioned this?
No.
Oh my God.
This was after our last podcast.
Yeah, Madame Caramel's our friend now.
She tweeted us and was like, oh, you naughty girls, you'll have to come record at this dungeon. And we were like, yeah, so that may be happening.
And she sent us a picture of bums.
Yeah, she sent us a picture of her on a throne with lots of kind of middle-aged men. I never thought I'd see...
That's someone's ass, Holly!
I never thought I'd see a middle-aged man's gooch
oh, God.
On my Twitter, but there we go. There it is.
Okay, back to the birthday wishes.
Sorry for that interruption.
It's Gone Now says, can you get the Jesus and Mary Chain to release a new album? Tar, hashtag birthday Eve. Well, actually, the Birthday Wish Dominion doesn't actually... I can't do anything with music because, you know, legalities and all that. But I can send them a message. I'll text them right now.
Okay.
Dear Jesus and Mary Chain... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please make some more music. Lots of love. Birthday Santa. It could work.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a go, you know.
Yeah. Immaculate Sandwich says, my birthday wish is to own a dog that is slightly bigger than the biggest dog in the world, like completely unnoticeable. That's so specific and I really like it.
Let's have a look. I have to read this again to process this.
There's the biggest dog in the world, and then there's this dog. Which is like a centimetre bigger, so no one can tell.
It would really annoy it as well. Be like, I'm almost the biggest.
Why would that annoy the dog?
Okay, maybe the owners of the dog, not so much the actual dog.
And it would be a really big dog.
It would be a huge dog. You could ride it like a horse.
You could. Athene Allen says, make me happy birthday, Santa. Or make me happy birthday, Santa? Make me happy birthday, Santa? I don't know. Give me an endless supply of popcorn. I can't, well, you see, okay, it was similar to the thing with the music. I can't actually control food because there's all these, like, you know, like monkey claw things.
Yeah.
Where if I give you an endless supply of popcorn, it causes popcorn shortages in the other areas of the world. Like, I can't just do that without repercussions. So, like, people need that popcorn. Okay, so that's a really selfish wish, and I think you should think more about it, okay? Ben Ted
after that rant.
Ben Ted says, getting a third season of Young Justice is my birthday Eve wish. So there's another loophole where basically if I don't know what something is, I can't grant the wish.
There's a few things here which we may probably not.
Yeah, so no. Joe Screbbles says, please can I never fart anymore and instead blow out pine-scented gas from a valve on my shoulder like an airbed.
No, because that's weirder.
That's weird.
And also, farting is funny.
Yeah, farting's great.
Farting is very funny.
I feel like if I say this and he listens to it, he's going to fart on me.
It's little bum toots.
Little bum toots.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be pine-scented and out of your shoulder.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm imagining it like a kind of like octopus's sucker on his shoulder. Just
gross.
Yeah, exactly. It's not nice, is it?
Sam Smith says, I wish for Kate to have a terrible birthday. Ha 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 ha. Too late. I've already had it. So.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, your wish didn't come
Chris
true.
Chris Slight also wishes for the shoulder bum. You're all weird.
Okay, that's strange.
Josh Woodford wants a round dog.
That dog's pretty cute.
Well, basically, I can't give you a dog, but I can help you make your existing dog round.
If you bring it in, we will cut your dog's hair.
We can grant that one.
Yeah.
But you have to already have a base dog.
Yeah, that we can work with. And it has to have enough hair that we can cut it.
Yeah.
The hair, not the dog.
So that's quite a lot of requirements, but you know, we've granted your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do our best.
Joshua Garrity says, can you give me the ability to eat an unholy amount of Chinese food and not feel sick and disgusted with myself after? No, because that's part of the joy of Chinese food.
Exactly. Then you're not doing it right. You need to revel in that just disgustingness.
We've got a birthday wish from someone who's just called Teddy Bear Face. Like, I don't know how to pronounce that. It's just a Teddy Bear Face.
Teddy Bear Face.
They want to eventually get around to something as good as this, and you can't see it, but it's a teddy bear cake.
That's incredible.
It's pretty good.
That's amazing.
I can't grant you time, but I can say, we believe in you.
We believe in you, and
belief
is like 10% of the battle.
10%.
10 whole percent.
I mean, buying the actual ingredients is probably at least 50%, and then the time's the rest of it. So, you know, we believe in you. We think you should go and get the ingredients, and then the rest is up to you, but you can do it.
Yeah.
William McKellar says, my birthday wish is to have a huge underwater base, but with a cute puppy head to throw the UN off my plans. Okay, the UN isn't thrown off by puppies. I don't know where you've got that from. That's not a thing.
To be fair, if I was running the UN, I would be completely thrown
You'd
off
be like,
puppies.
Attack that, Matt. Oh my god, puppy!
So cute.
Never mind.
I followed a whole load of sausage dog Instagram accounts recently, and now every time I go on Instagram, I'm just like, oh no, he's so cute.
You're beautiful.
And I turn into just a gibbering wreck of a woman.
Like, you're not like that already.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Sean Bell wants mum and dad back together, but no arguing this time. Sean, look, you want what's best for them, okay? I know that's hard to hear, but...
Sean, let me just tell you, it was all your fault. I'm really sorry.
Oh, Holly!
Oh, no,
this is
really
why
bad.
You don't get to have a birthday. Siam says, I wish for my cat to become giant upon command. That's animal cruelty.
That is animal cruelty.
Oh, you guys, it's awful. Holly!
While I drop my phone, that's because I'm so excited, because I think it's time for a bit more Sonic.
Good.
Let's do okay, it. Here we go.
Yes.
Let me just snort.
No. Okay. Ew. Holly, put the cocaine
there we
down.
Go. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's my music? I need my music.
Shut up. Oh, no, I've got the happy birthday song. Hang on.
Okay, so to recap... Okay, so...
I can't play, I won't play, there we go.
Okay, Tales is Dead, Written in Blood, on Ceiling was Sights and More in Russian, which Sonic could read for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay. 6 months later, at Tails' funeral, everyone he knew was grieving over his death. But the worst was from Sonic. His heart was destroyed by Tails' death. It would follow him throughout his life. A week after the funeral... Sonic and his friends were discussing theories about how Tails died.
What?
As you would do if your close friend died.
So I think...
Here's my theory. Okay. Many were passed around, but the number one theory was that Dr. Eggman killed Tails. I love how Dr. Eggman has escalated from kind of like playful hijinks to disembowel.
Yeah! He just... Oh, I just really hate Tails, you know? Yeah.
What a prick. Okay. Everyone agreed with this theory, but there were two things that destroyed it. Okay. One was that Eggman didn't know how to speak Russian, and two was that Sonic later found a videotape the day Tails died.
Yeah. Okay.
It was labelled suicidemouse.avi.
Suicide mouse.
Ignore that it's a tape labelled .avi. Yeah. Let's ignore that. Okay. This video made the tips of Sonic's quills go up. I like that bit. That's good, because he's a hedgehog, you know.
He is a hedgehog. Yeah. But he's not that detailed of a hedgehog.
No, okay. So, Sonic decided to watch it that night to see what was on it.
No, Sonic, that's how Tails died!
But what he would see would be the last thing he would ever see in his life.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'll do a few more birthday wishes, and then we'll hear the end, final chapter.
Okay, birthday wishes.
Change of tone.
Richard Warner wants for Undertale to wipe my memory of it when I finished, so I can play it over and over and over. I can't tamper with brains. That is literally brain surgery. No.
Have you played Undertale?
No.
I haven't either. Cool. We got nothing to say.
It's probably all right.
Yeah.
Phil Walters again wishes for world peace and that he could afford a new gen machine. You know how genies go, like, I can't make someone love you, I can't bring someone back from the dead, you can't wish for more wishes.
Yeah.
You can't wish for money. That would, like, devalue the entire economy, Phil.
He's only asking enough to buy, you know, that's what, like 500 quid?
Where am I going to take it from, Holly? I can't just make money out of nowhere. I've got to take it from someone. You willing to give up like 400 quid?
Hell no.
Exactly.
Not for our listeners.
Exactly, okay? Andrew Buist wants peace on Earth and geese in Perth. I have just created some geese in Perth, so you can have that one.
Oh, he said that. I thought that was you. Like, just rhyming. I was like, what's going on?
He wants geese in Perth. I can't do peace on Earth. It's, like, way too complicated. That's, like, a million wishes in one.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, I can just imagine you sitting at the UN going, guys, I know we're distracted by the puppies, but can we please...
Look at
them. No, Syria, put that down. Put the puppy down.
They're so cute. Yeah, so I've given you geese in Perth because I don't really see any negative repercussions from that. They're waddling around, they're having a great time. It's pretty hot.
But what if it's like the introduction of goats in Australia and now they've just like...
They've got geese in Australia,
I think. I don't know, because goats just destroyed Australia.
Do they have geese in Australia?
I don't know.
I need to know. I'm going to
look it up.
Should
I Google it while you do
some
more? Yeah,
Google it. Google that.
Okay.
Joseph Nielsen says, I wish for my mic back.
Ha ha! Never.
No.
Oh my God.
People have actually searched, geese in Australia?
If you type, are there geese, the first option is Australia.
Well,
amazing.
Find out,
Let's
Holly.
Do this. The magpie goose?
They do have geese.
But is it an actual goose? One of them shit geese?
It's going to be a goose.
It's going to be one of them shit ones,
It's called
isn't it?
A goose.
Anyway, let's have a look. Is it a proper one? Let's have a look.
You are so judgment. That's a freaking goose.
It's a bit weird of a goose.
Okay, well, shut up. Just Another Gaming Blog says, ban academic referencing. Holly, as a fellow history student, you know the pain. Hashtag birthday Eve.
Oh, I like history referencing.
There you go. Sorry, I have to have Holly as my witness agree with the wish for it to happen.
Because I was like, you did essays and shit at university because half your word count would be taken up by referencing.
Yeah,
it was
sometimes
amazing.
I liked writing footnotes that were just me saying more words.
Oh yeah, my footnotes are ridiculous if I'm kind of like running out of space. And also this, and also that. And then
Our last birthday wish. I wish for Splatoon amiibo that aren't 80 quid.
Well, I've got all three of them.
Did you pay 80 quid?
No, I got them in America, so they were fairly cheap. So, sucks to be you.
I've granted the birthday wish. Just go to America. Duh.
Or, I was going to say break into my house, but don't do that.
Don't encourage this.
Please don't do that.
Anyway, that's all the birthday wishes.
So,
I feel like a magical birthday Santa fairy.
Are you feeling all powerful?
Yeah, sorry, you want the doll music.
Yes, I do want the doll music. That's why I'm looking at you expectantly and back at your phone like a dog that wants food.
Hello, Holly. What is it?
Okay, right. So we're
creepy
up to the final part of Sonic.
What was it called again?
Sonic Creepypasta Chapter 1 Suicidal Sonic.
Oh, God.
Okay, so at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, the last bit, it's a bit of a long one, so...
Okay, I'm settling in.
Settle in, everybody. It's gonna get real spooky right now. Okay. Sonic was alone in his house, and he turned his cell phone off until he was finished with the video. Remember, he got a video, Tails died.
Wait, was he playing it on... No, he switched his phone off so he could watch the video.
Yeah, so he didn't get disturbed while he's watching the video, okay?
Okay.
He turned on the TV and VCR and placed the tape in it and pressed play. An image appeared showing famous cartoon character Mickey Mouse walking down a street sadly with a piano playing badly in the background. So kind of like... And Mickey going like...
No, I'm really sad. Okay. That set the scene.
Okay. You got it?
Yes.
You feel like you're there?
Yes.
Sweet, okay. Sonic thought that this was a little depressing for a Disney cartoon.
So also canon in the world where Sonic knows Russian is Sonic knows Disney.
And he knows it well enough to know that this was a little depressing for a Disney cartoon.
Mickey Mouse is normally so cheerful.
Sonic was right. This is depressing for a Disney cartoon. Okay. But then, another few minutes passed and the video come... Oh, wait, no, I've skipped a bit. Sorry, guys. A few minutes pass and the video cuts to black. Sonic's first thought is that the video... That was the entire video.
Okay.
But then another few minutes passed and the video...
He's still watching it.
Yeah.
He's just sat there like, well, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. But then another few minutes passed and the video comes back on. But this time, Sonic could hear murmuring in the background.
Oh.
He turned up the volume so he could hear the murmuring better. Then a high-pitched scream happened
made
Sonic's house shake. Sonic then turned down the volume and looked very pale.
Pale blue.
Yeah.
A creepy colour.
Like a kind of duck egg blue.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. As the video progressed, Sonic was starting to look sick looking, and his heart was pounding as he saw that Mickey's walking slowly, being distorted, and colours were flashing on the screen, and Mickey's eyes fell off his face.
Oh my god!
The video ended with a picture that is too disturbing for Sonic to describe. Again, what? I'm confused here.
Is Sonic describing the rest of it?
I'm confused, right? This isn't first
Sonic
person.
Was starting to look pretty peaky.
I was like, Sonic's not going to talk to you guys, okay? He's feeling a bit bad now, okay? But he's going to tell us, okay?
Okay.
Its final image was the same Russian text that he saw on Tails' ceiling the day he died. Sonic turned off the VCR and took the tape out. Sonic was breathing heavily. He later... found out off the internet that this cartoon was made back in the 30s and the first guy who saw the whole thing shot himself.
Wait, hang on. When it said that the tape was the last thing that Sonic would ever see, he actually had time to check the internet.
Okay, shut up.
Okay, sorry. Carry on.
Okay. Later that night, Sonic was in bed trying to sleep. When he was awoken by a noise in his kitchen.
Is it a cow?
I was just about...
Moo. Oh.
Moo. Okay. Sonic got out of bed and went downstairs. What he saw... Again, I'll point out that I'm reading it exactly as it's written.
Okay.
What he saw was just as horrific as what he saw the day Tails died. He saw even more blood everywhere and more messages on the walls.
Oh, shit.
Sonic then heard a murmur of sort in his kitchen... I love that, a murmur of sort.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. He walked into it and saw nothing except an English version of the ending message on the video. It said, "The sights of hell brings its viewers back for more."
Sorry?
"The sights of hell brings its viewers back for more."
What does that mean?
I don't know. Okay. Sonic's heart pounded like crazy as something tapped his shoulder. He turned around and saw a horrific sight. The last thing Sonic ever says is this. Ah!
I don't really think that counts as last words, but sure.
The end. For now.
Okay.
Oh! I hope you enjoyed that, people!
Why was it called Suicidal Sonic?
I don't know, alliteration.
But he's not suicidal.
Well, maybe people think he committed suicide. Again, I should point out, this is the first chapter of 5.
No. Oh, no. We're not going to read all of them.
No. Okay. No. But that's the thing. It says the end, but then for now. So I'm guessing that's why. It kind of ruins it when you've already put chapter 1 at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, it's not the end, isn't it? It's the end of chapter 1.
Does Sonic come back?
I don't know. And I'm not...
read it?
I'm not going to ruin it for people. Okay.
Whoa.
They have to find out for themselves.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So there we go.
I'm going to stop the creepy.
Yeah, dolls. We can...
It got really spooky. I couldn't deal with it.
It got a bit too spooky.
Spooky.
And I think we're at an hour now, so we should wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
We should wrap it up.
Spookily.
Woo!
That was so spooky.
I just did really spooky hand movements.
Woo! You can't see. Yeah, I'm doing them. Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Whoa. Spooky.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, you should follow us on Twitter at Toku_podcast. Yeah, Toku_podcast, then on Instagram, Tumblr, where we will put up the...
will we?
Our fanfiction.
Cool.
We'll tweet a link to it and things like that. And also on Facebook, Toku Podcast. Likes on Facebook, because then we look popular. We only have like 70 likes on Facebook.
Do we even put the podcast on Facebook?
I do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well,
that.
If you put it on Instagram, then you can click Facebook.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, no, wait, no, you can't do that because it'll post to your private... We'll talk about this later. Okay, great. Don't do that.
Fun.
I did that once.
Okay.
Doesn't work.
Okay.
Right. So, and then I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at How Not To Draw.
And yeah, and remember to rate and review us and to tell all your friends and family and loved one and demonic cows.
Yes. Go
about
and tell your
podcast.
Cows. Your cows will love it.
Oh man, they can't
get
enough of it.
Make them do more milk.
Ew.
I don't know, weird. Cows are good at milk.
Okay. Well, on that note, we will say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Spooky.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.